Greetings, Guardians. My name is Byfear. So the dungeon just launched, and there are two bosses that came along with it. Final boss, as I'm sure you know, is Dredgen Seer, a powerful combatant who's got Taken energy that they're drawing from, and a lot of Palpatine-flavored lightning energy going on as well. But of course, for every master, according to the Great Code of the Sith, or the Rule of Two, or I suppose the Rule of the Dredgens now, there must always be an apprentice to follow. And boy, does this apprentice have one hell of an entrance. Meet Dredgen Harrow. Today we're going to be talking about this dual saber-wielding gladiator, and the first ever Dredgen who's a Cabal, or a Barrant more specifically. We're going to talk about what we know of him, and also of the things that he left behind in order to become a Dredgen. That includes the heirloom exotic weapon from the dungeon, which means, guess what? This video doubles as a Dredgen Harrow and an exotic weapon lore video. Which means you get twice the content, and I get, like, half the YouTube monetization? Was this a mistake? Am I bad at my job? Oh god. Maybe we can make it up with a sponsor. Audible, you about? Keeps? Anyone? Geology? No? Okay. Alright. Well, maybe there's a sponsor here. Who knows? I guess if there's no sponsor, I'll just... We'll keep going. The first thing you should know about our Dredgen here is that they're a Dredgen apprentice, and they have only recently received their name. You can see this principle being displayed in the earlier stages of the dungeon with the many nameless apprentices that you find in the first encounter as well as in the last encounter. They have a facet of the shadowy powers that have been earned thus far. They haven't done enough to actually progress along the path to become a fully named and titled Dredgen. In order to become a Dredgen, one must understand the ritual outlined in the Seventh Book of Sorrow, known as the Unmaking. Let's talk about the understandings of the Unmaking. And for those longtime Thorn fans, yes, it's those 13 understandings. We won't go through all of them, but I wanted to outline a few so that you get this idea of the progression of oneself as one attempts to become a Dredgen. The general concept of the Unmaking is exactly what the name implies, though. The Seventh Book of Sorrow implies that the flesh of the self, before it is unmade, is weak, and that you must be hollowed out and remade with new strength in order to claim a new purpose. The philosophy is evident from the start. Take a look at the first passage, Cages. It states the following. Flesh and mind are but cages. Become unbound or remain ever unworthy. This flesh, your flesh, is weak, old, handed down by priors unworthy of evolution. Had those before been more than common, your flesh would not be this flesh, their flesh, but other, new. New is never given, but claimed. To claim evolution, one must be unmade. Free of cages, flesh and mind. Evolution is claimed only through our unmaking. First Understanding, Seventh Book of Sorrow. Adherents and would-be Dredgens will eventually progress through the stages of the Seventh Book of Sorrow as the ritual of unmaking progresses from cages to freedom, to self, to whispers, to purpose, to focus, to joining, to secrets, until at last there is an embrace of what comes next. Take a look at the Ninth Understanding. As the old self falls away, there will be only suffering. None can sustain in the face of absolution, yet evolution demands sacrifice. Pain must be accepted as the new constant, or pain will be the all of you. As the white noise of your screams drowns the whispers, you will feel alone. You are alone. Is this eternity or oblivion? You will see yourself outside yourself, and you will long to embrace this new evolution, a beacon on the far end of lost hope. Yet you will know, through the pain, through the fear, there is no longer a you that was, only what comes next, and all the pain to follow. Do not linger on the coming embrace. Your unmaking is yours alone, a solitary journey devoid of peace. 9th Understanding, 7th Book of Sorrow. When the old self has finally been sloughed away and the new self has been embraced and their new journey has begun, at last, a Dredgen is born through this worthy evolution. Look upon the world with new eyes and know that you see for the first time. All of your time before now, every choice, every moment, was the antithesis of all you were meant to be. To dwell on what was is the greatest sin. A new you hides, trapped and desperate to be freed in the instant beyond now. Step confidently forward into the unknown, beyond the present. There you will find yourself waiting. Evolution is constant for those who embrace tomorrow. Once unmade, you will be new, your eyes free to meet the lies of existence with unfettered judgment. Only through new eyes can the burden of failed existence be cast aside, that we may see, truly see, for the first time. 10th Understanding, 7th Book of Sorrow. It's with this 10th understanding that a Dredgen will probably begin the inklings of claiming their title. They have seen their way through the hardest part of the journey. They are almost there. But of course, their unmaking ends in the most well-known of the understandings of the 7th Book of Sorrow, the final and 13th understanding. Only when all the steps are completed does one's rebirth conclude. Any who fear knowledge are empty of purpose. Be unlike them. Be their rival. Become the destroyer of hollow things. None are equal to those who tread upon existence in search of impossible eternity. All who fail to strive beyond the known are lacking in truest meaning. Your enemies would taint all you hold dear. They know no other way. Emotion is not required when removing obstacles from your path. Obstructions are either ignorant of the greater good or actively against it. Destroy them. To rend one's enemies is to see them not as equals, but objects, hollow of spirit and meaning. 13th Understanding, 7th Book of Sorrow. Thus is the process completed, and when it is done at last, a Dredgen goes from a nameless one whose flesh was weak to an unmade thing that claims a title and a purpose, to the ultimate evolution of a Dredgen, a hungry devourer, uncaring for the world around them, seeing the people within it as hollow and unworthy of respect. It is not merely a path of darkness through such sorrow. It is an embracing of a callousness that one can discover on that path. It is to embrace the possible bounds of darkness and to accept a degree of cold fury that would leave other, lesser guardians as nothing more than corpses. And thus we come to Dredgen Harrow. He seems to be merely the third of the Dredgens that we know of who has survived the ritual of the Unmaking and received the full title as Dredgen under the Barrent Imperium and Six. He did this not long after having stolen weapons of staggering importance, a pair of Praxic blades. It appears that he may well have stolen them from the corpses of two guardians that he killed. It also appears that he crushed their ghosts, ensuring that their deaths were final. These Praxic blades are in fact a detail that shows just how Dredgen Harrow is a potent combatant even as just an apprentice, You see, normally, Praxic Blades are reserved for those who have the honor of being granted a Cormorant Seal within the Praxic Order. Praxic Blades are a legend in their own right as a result. If Harrow took them from the corpses of Guardians, it means they were acquired in very recent times, or they were taken from the corpses of a pair of high-ranking Praxic agents. We also now know that Dredgen Harrow remade these weapons, as is tradition for a Dredgen. After all, when a Dredgen does ascend, they do so whilst also claiming a weapon of sorrow, a weapon that is normally a combination of humanity's mastery of war and the evil magics of the Hive, something powerful and potentially noble, twisted and corrupted, changed just as the Dredgen is, given a new purpose and a new shape. It is almost certain that Dredgen Bale did this with his own Praxic Blade, and it is no different with Dredgen Harrow. In fact, we know this thanks to the lore of the exotic weapon from Equilibrium, Heirloom. In this lore tab, we see a moment where Harrow was anointed as a Dredgen proper by his master, Dredgen Seer. We also see how much he gave up in order to accomplish this feat of evil. The antiquated design of this weapon suggests inheritance from a parent who fought in the old Emperor's wars. Its condition suggests it was discarded recently. The apprentice kneeled to pick up the blades. The corpse's ghosts crunched underfoot. Two of them. You're greedy. His master sounded nearly amused. No, the apprentice said. I know my strength. And he did. The two blades flared in his hands. They shined with solar light for just a moment before the apprentice's power wrapped around them, turned them. They went sullen, were snuffed, and came back to life. Now roaring with the cold strength of the void, they chilled his hands. Praxic Blades turned to sorrow. He'd done it. His past didn't mean anything anymore. For Abatil, the Imperium, the Premier, his old Severus Blades earned in honorable combat, his mother's bow, all gone. The apprentice had mourned for a time before he learned what mattered. Time alone in the temporal isolation of the Malphus Contemptus had taught him this. The only person you could rely on was yourself. The only strength was what you carried. Who he had been was gone. He was something new and better now. Well, Seer said, as if anybody could sound unimpressed by making two blades of sorrow at the same time. His long shadow writhed across the field. Destroy the bodies and bring every shard of those ghosts home for Bale. You know how he gets if we leave one behind. A petty order, getting his kicks in while he could. But the apprentice knew what was due him at last. At last. There's no time to waste. Dredgen Harrow. Harrow grinned. His name was the last thing he'd let Seer give him. The rest he'd take by force. It was Dredgen Seer who renamed this Burrant warrior into Dredgen Harrow, but now he lies dead, and the legacy of bloodshed that his new name might have wrought has been cut short. So to understand the rest of this Brant's story, we need to look to other clues in the past. There is admittedly very little, but we can tell a few things. First of all, the heirloom belonged to their mother, clearly a mighty warrior of the Cabal at a point before the fall of Torah Bartle and Emperor Kallus. Secondly, we can tell that this warrior was clearly a high-ranking member of the Burrant Imperium. We know this because we actually have a record of their original name. If you go to the flavor text of the dungeon weapons, you can see various little bits of lore here and there. In particular, you can start to see how the Barrent Imperium and the Dredgens are already at odds with each other. Dredgen Harrow and Premier Loom are key examples of this. In the Sullen Claw legendary sword from the dungeon, the flavor text reads, "Severus or Blade, choose as you will. Only take care not to swing at the wrong target. Premier Loom to Brachus Iskoth." Severus or Blade is a reference to the Severus cleavers that are used by Cabal gladiators traditionally, or the Praxic Blade, which has been picked up and used by Dredgen Harrow. It's a choice of allegiance, Severus Blades representing the Barrent Imperium, and the Praxic Blade representing the Dredgens instead. But of course, there's a name in there, Brachus Iskoth. And in fact, we can tell that this is actually Dredgen Harrow's original name, thanks to an audio log discovered aboard the Malphus Contemptus within one of its docking bays. Take a listen.
"Loom to Brachus Iskoth, or whatever you're calling yourself these days. Dredgen or not, you owe your allegiance to the Imperium and your duty to your comrades in arms. Remember, you are a son of Torobottle. Rein in your casualty numbers, or you'll see there's something more to fear than your Dredgen master's unearthly powers."
So from here alone, we can already see how the Dredgens are demanding a loyalty above that of the Imperium, and how the two hierarchies of power, though conjoined, are in friction with each other. Remember as well that Premier Loom's motivation is the reconquest of Torobottle, which he believes is a cause that the Empress Keitel has abandoned in favor of her friendship with the Guardians of the Last City. The Dredgens, on the other hand, are currently bound to Bale's will and to their own objectives. In this way, they will seek power and destruction and will obey the greater commands of whatever is demanded of the Unmaking Ritual and of Six. Obviously, it's not quite been realized in game yet, and the story could still develop in a different direction, but this is a rift between our foes that could be fairly easily exploited if we were given the right leverage. Planting a wedge between these two disparate groups within the Imperium might sunder them and make both weaker targets. For now, though, Brachus Iskoth lies dead. So too does Dredgen Harrow. But as Arnor Mahal warned us at the end of the dungeon, there are many more who might well rise to claim the title of Dredgen. I fear that even if he should fall, Dredgen Bale will not be the last. And Harrow now stands as proof of a dire concept made manifest as the only remaining part of his legacy. It is simply this: anyone can be a Dredgen if they have the strength. Lightbearer or lightless, human or Barrant, Harrow might be the first, but something tells me he will not be the last. Anyway, that's all from me today. Thank you so much for watching the video. If you enjoyed, go ahead and leave a like and leave your own thoughts down below in the comments section. And if you want more lore from Destiny and universes near and far, go ahead and hit subscribe and the bell next to subscribe to turn on email notifications. But as per usual, know that your viewership as always has been quite enough for me. And that in the meantime, my name has been, my name is Bife. Rodacia Ad Astra. I'll see you, Starside.